Sometimes love is just learning how to stay. It's not always a grand gesture, but an inward posture. And sometimes love isn't seen or appreciated in the way you want, but maybe love goes deeper than what you can see, and it rattles the soul. Love is as vast as the ocean, and we're always only swimming on the surface of its greatness. And we may not see how far our love goes or will it reach, but we can always choose to trust. We need love, even when we do not know where the love we are giving will be received. Go in search of more. When you are unraveling in severed threads, new stories are waiting to be woven, and you can hope for new beginnings. This does not mean your journey will be easy, but moving forward is an act of faith, step by step, even when you cannot imagine a tapestry on the other side of this. And no one can take your faith away. Remember, the heartbreak you saw before your eyes, the way you felt in the hospital that night, and the gentle whisper in the soul that you were going to be alright. Because in your tears and speechless moments, in the times you did not know what to do, new life was a path laid out before you, inviting you to come forth. Even though you did not know where the path would go, even though you did not know where tomorrow would lead, you were headed in the direction of where you were meant to be. Above every worry, every doubt, and everything that fell apart, you were being held together, making room for all new start. And although you came undone, you now see how far you've come. And how each day, mercy awaits you in the morning. For whatever pain lies beneath, your blanket of sorrows or the flaws you have learned to conceal just to make it through the day, it is okay to grieve. The loss of things that will never be the same again. And this mind of yours that has pulled you back to the worst of things is the same mind that is capable of remembering the better things. The sound of green leaves in the spring. The sight of rain running down a street. The way laughter can make a room rattle. Years later, those senses still find you. They are more than memories. They are woven in the layers of your heart. Not hidden by a blanket of sorrows, never replaced, never torn apart. Maybe on the other side of this, there will be a row of city lights. Maybe, just maybe, they will light up the sky and remind us the world is filled with life. We have lost more than we could ever imagine. But now we carry with us a hope that shines as bright as a summer meteor shower. And love that holds as steady as the ground beneath our feet. And the more we climb, we are beginning to find just how valuable life is. Choosing to have joy is not naively thinking everything will be easy. It is courageously believing that there is still hope, even when things get hard. Even while you wait, your life is taking shape like clay in the hands of the potter. There's no need to be afraid, for whatever is being sculpted is worthy at every stage of being loved and held with care for exactly what it is. With light over my shoulders, I will push into the dark night, no longer bound by shadows that trails along behind me. For they do not tell my story. They do not hold my truth. They cannot keep me from the things I am meant to do. Even if my eyes are heavy, I will push forward with audacity, and I will rise with strength at dawn. And when I arrive there, I will smile. And not the kind of smile made of gritted teeth, but the kind that is involuntary and free, knowing I have made it through to liberty. For I have known darkness, and I am learning to be less afraid of it. if you are swimming in a sea of unanswered questions, may you find courage to be silent. And while the waves fall over one another in a splash of black and blue, slowly drowning out your thoughts, leaving you with nothing else to do but fall helplessly under the body of rolling water, do not think you must rush on. It is okay to spend some time here. It is okay to be the only one here. The shore is calling, but today you're in this water. Find its purpose, its substance. Wait in silence. Fall into a place of listening and surrender. And trust that even here, these whirling waters will not carry you on forever. And when a current comes, you will be lifted up, carried to the shore, and you will be better for having been here, embracing silence amidst the water's roar. You know, I hope someday you know the taste of early morning mountain air, and the saltwater waves of the ocean, and the unexpected bliss of some strange, sweet, bitter fruit. But I hope you also know the taste of hope on an ordinary Tuesday, when you do not feel okay and you rise up anyway. Do more than just visit the world. Belt to the heavens, listen to the language of every passerby. In every single moment, go joy hunting today. Despite the pale gray on your horizon, the gloom of a winter weekday's dawn, even as you imagine the photographs of a life that could have been, all the places your mind has wandered, and the stories you had hoped would end a little differently, you are still not as lost as you think you are. You are here for a reason, to make the most of it. Listen out for the low-pitched song of the bluebird, the rustling leaves, the sound of rain. Listen for any little reminder of life. Feel it call you by your name. Consider the small and nearly miss. Consider the bold, unanimously grand. Consider it all something worth tasting and cherishing, making the most of your days at hand. Consider it a natural thing if this way of living takes some pattern and getting used to, for this is an unfolding of a novel length awakening of seeing what has always been calling you. You find yourself beneath a canopy of trees with broken branches covered with moss tangled at your knees. Rest assured, the forest does not crawl on forever. But you must begin the journey here. For this is the first time. This is the first time to come alive. To walk tall with a beating heart. And wide open midday eyes. To surrender here in the green. For you are still free to travel free. Without knowing everything. Humbly following the traces of daylight. Even though the path is unmarked, even though this was not a favorite start, this is your only hope to make it through precisely here. Pushing through the land of the unknown, you will find your home in hope. So for now, while you are here, turn your attention to the lessons of strength this present forest offers you. When it's 2 a.m. and the room is lined with shadows, turn your eyes toward the window, to the little light burn of the street lamp, the white star, the flickering red light of the airplane passing by. Breathe deep. Breathe deep. It is okay to feel a little out of place in this dark and restless space, and come falling into grace. And know this is still true. Lo, I am with you unto the end of the earth. even at restless 2 a.m.s, even when it hurts. So turn on the music, open the book. You do not have to count the hours. You may have lost your share of sleep, but light will never be loose to glory. And no matter how long these late nights last, the sun is on their way with mercy in the morning. I believe there is a time for everything under the sun. A time to live, a time to die, a time to rise, to dream, to become. To find room for me in the most crowded spaces of my mind. To see there is still time for me to slow down. For me to process things and let Ecclesiastes sing to me. You may have come undone, but there is still a time under the sun for everything. Absolutely everything. You do not have to live afraid. You do not have to live in an overgrown garden of weeds that have no place. Every fear you have known did not come here alone. It came with its own story, welling up from the past. Never let fear make a home in your garden. It is a weed. But you are free to yank it up. You are free to speak with fire. Enough is enough. For this garden of your life is the place where flowers grow, and they are not only beautiful, they are powerful, releasing breath into the air around them. Pause and exhale. When that inner critical voice decides to speak, it must not lead the way. It does not speak for how you have grown. It does not speak for when you fail. It does not speak for where you are going in the story your life tells. Fall in love with the art of living. Fall in love with letting things be. Fall in love with listening. Be still in the sun, where the winds ever gently blow, knowing it is here. In moments like this, you are living, and you will continue to grow. Autumn, Renee Stewart. This one is specifically meant for you. So I'm gonna put this book down that I'm reading from, and instead I'm going to read from the lyrics of my heart. Yes. You need to know how I truly feel. Maybe you already know how I truly feel about you. What I am willing to do and what I am willing to go through for you. For I am willing to walk through hell itself for you. You have been through so much, and this world is tearing you apart. The least I could do is try to be there, right? You know how much I care for you, and you know how much I love you. And I can't stand to see you break down and cry. I can't seem to fathom the idea of you in pain. It tears me apart inside. Seeing you so hurt, seeing people destroy your innocence, seeing the world take you by the heart and crush it. I can't stand that. Look at you. So perfectly imperfect. It's so beautiful. It's almost poetic in a way. You have lived a life of strange events. I can say that much. And God has put you through many trials and tribulations, and you have come out a warrior. You've come out bleeding. You've come out hurting. But you have come out stronger. And I love you. Not for how you look, not for your appearances, not for your money, but for you. Not for your body, but for you. for your personality, for it is so beautiful to me. So beautiful that sometimes, although we've known each other forever, I get tongue-tied when speaking to you. I sometimes hate myself when I speak to you because I say weird things, but you accept me. You accept me for my weirdness, and maybe that's why I fell in love with you, because you accepted me when no one else would. It's crazy how love works. It's a mysterious feeling. An interesting term, feeling. I'm not so sure love is a feeling, but more of an action, more something you can feel, something you can see, something you can do. I don't know, but I know that I love you, and I want to show you in every way I could. I can't put it into words, but I love you. That could mean a thousand other things, but let me say this, Autumn. I love you for who you are, for what you will be. You are unmatched to me. I have seen you at your lowest. Maybe, but I've seen you at your lowest. I've seen you in the darkness, and you came out. You came out in tears. You came out stained, dirty, and here I am, still in love with you, Autumn. I don't care about your flaws. I don't care what you say about yourself, because those things aren't true. You're more than you believe, and that's why I love you. I know I don't want to ruin our bond of friendship, and I don't want to lose you. I never want that. I don't know. I hope you feel better. I hope you recover from all things that are trying to tear you apart. And I want you to know that God is closer to you now more than ever. And He has always been close to you. He loves you. And I want you to know that God will guide you always, now and forever. Trust and believe that. And may He bless you. May He bless over your family. May He bless over your daughter and your son. I love you. You do not have to live afraid. You do not have to live with the lie that things will always be this way. Today, you can believe things will come together as they should. All by grace. For the better, for the good.